This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Comes from those with
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Google, a step closer to the end of a trial in which the Justice Department accuses the tech titan of monopolizing internet and tech markets.
In Alexandria, Virginia, closing arguments in an antitrust trial involving Google, a judge to decide whether the tech giant's online advertising constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department and the coalition of states have said that Google should be forced to sell off its ad technology business. It is worth tens of billions of dollars. Expected by the end of the year. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Tariff talk from President-elect Trump. He took to social media to announce he'll impose by executive order a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. from China, Mexico, and Canada on January 20th. Walmart, the latest major corporation to bow to pressure from right-wing activists, rolling back its DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. This is ABC News.
Right now,
just in time for Thanksgiving week travel, some airport service workers didn't show up at Charlotte Douglas International Airport on Monday.
Most of those workers did show up for work today. These are janitorial staff, people who push wheelchairs at the Charlotte Airport, and they are demanding higher wages. And today, some of them decided to walk off the job in protest. But I just checked in with the airport and airlines, and things are looking pretty smooth at the Charlotte Airport.
ABC Sam Sweeney. A New York City holdover from the pandemic is on the way out.
For thousands of New York City restaurants, they were a lifeline.
For the revenue for the restaurants and for just like more seating.
For some of the millions of New Yorkers who live in the city, they've become kind of a pain.
It probably creates a hazard and it do take up a lot of parking spaces.
The dining shed set up because customers were afraid to eat inside during the pandemic must be removed by Friday, the city says. They can be put back up again in the spring, but with a lot more rules in place.
ABC Sherry Preston. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trini Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even all these years have passed, I still have that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you are thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hello at 21 tonight. West northwest winds at 10 to 17 miles per hour. Partly cloudy Tuesday, breezy and cool. A high of 34. For Tuesday night, cloudy and 22. Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy. A 30% chance of a few light snow showers later in the day. A high of 36. And for Thanksgiving Day, some stray flurries early, otherwise partly sunny. And a high of 31.
You may be susceptible to getting exposed and make those corrections and move on.
The Badgers host Minnesota this Friday, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell asked his safety Hunter Waller will be back after missing the last game with an injury. Waller leaves.
You know, we don't know. Those are things that we're going to have to play out through the week. There's a lot of guys that are kind of in a similar situation. As you get through the year, it's a grueling season. It's intense.
It's been years of feeling in the air.
Head coach Luke Fickell.
Endless work weeks.
On your entertainment day, I'm Paige Wabba. Well, the weekend box office haul turned out to be no match for that Barbie movie, but it was still impressive. Helped the holiday box office come to a great start. As expected, the weekend made the top spot to take $114 million, more than doubling last week's haul of $56 million. The game played in Game 2, directed by Boone Scott, starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal, and Jeremy Smith, the big top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer. Wicked's Barbie, which has slightly exceeded expectations in the box office hall, but Game 2 came in just under expectations, becoming a trend in Hollywood where people are changing out at the same time, not necessarily following is fun. Tune in to Nightlife with me, Peach Wabo. Got 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
To put a
this is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Coming up on the show, we'll be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with This Should Be a Thing.
Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a muscle, Peach Wabba.
We have a really fun show planned tonight. We are live tonight and tomorrow night, and we put some really cool shows together for Wednesday through Friday of this week. Some of our best interviews and some of my best guests will be on throughout. So you will still have Nightlight all week if you so choose. If you get sick of family, if you get sick of watching football, you're out of movies to watch, whatever it is, Strap will be here
my holster
Wednesday through Friday with some really fun stuff and some great interviews. Tonight, my guests are one of our frequent flyers, Rob Thomas.
And I'd head
if you
west
haven't
through
already heard
our
from Rob,
they'd say,
the editor,
here
the
comes John Billy,
and
he's
a really
up
fun
to no
new
good.
Kind of to step up to be an editor. That's pretty cool, but Rob's doing very well for himself.
I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard.
Bad guys through this my hand. I saw Gladiator 2
over the weekend. Known for my bravery, both far and near.
No, I didn't get to be in
late. The supper was my only beer.
I really wanted to get out of the way. Well, I was going to go see him. But my wife, God bless her, is going to see Wicked Girl. So she wanted to go see Gladiator 2. And which I wanted to see too. Rob saw Wicked, so we'll have a chance to compare and contrast and break down the numbers for a Wicked weekend.
These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right
and then
wrong.
At 7:20,
I'll
Jeff,
live and learn to do the best I can. There's only so much you can do as a man. Must have got caught. His innocence lost.
Not even a hustle.
Lord, I wonder where he
which I really liked. I thought it was great. I thought the cast in this was great. I just didn't think it was as different. That's a perfect single part kind of thing. What is this? If you're disappointed, that's a lot. It's great. But I would say,
hot sun going down, heating up this little town. The cows are fed and the plowing's all been done. Moonlight, fireflies, beer on the bank by the riverside. We're gonna have ourselves a little fun. Dancing on the tailgates and raising a little cane. Rocking in the pastures and rolling in the hay. It's a life I love.
Let's talk about the question.
And I take pride in everything I got. Cause I'm American born and we're country by the grace of God. Yeah.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Silly. Most people have hammer turkeys.
I don't need no Cadillacs. You can't put no hay bales in the back. It won't cross the creek. Don't tow no heavy load.
And you can't afford it.
I don't every like high rise, cluttering up my clear blue no skies. Don't want to be with cities all that grows. Listen here, some are born with a silver spoon, some come from the farm. Some have them all in the mansion, but we get down in the barn. It's a life I love, and I'm gonna live it till they bury me. I can't get enough of
it, and then we have the regular stuff. Green bean casserole, corn, pumpkin bread.
If I could make my living going fishing, then I would make my living with a lining pole. Put food on the table with the money to the landlord, buy some work and clothes, and make the money going fishing like I'm paid in a factory. If I could pay all these bills with my guitar, then I would pay these bills with some rock and roll.
Baseball.
from the creative outlet. Our Small Business Friday and Saturday sale is 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers.
Not only that, what do you
on the sand.
Yes.
Put the lotion in your hand.
Put a little bit on my left.
That's how low the bar is in Chicago right now.
Put a little bit right.
And I would say
here.
They should have beat the Packers, but I wouldn't say that. Yeah. They should have hit a field goal. But I didn't think it was a
good
game
up until then.
Turn
your radio on.
So, I don't know. But
and
I will
find
say
the slow grooving songs.
Incredible. If Patrick Mahomes
would be whispering in my ear,
or
say the things I want to hear.
I would say
you know your love is strong.
Maybe they still are.
And rub it in.
Rob Thomas is here at 6:35. When we come back, we're going to do a WKRP tribute.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been
Radio
at
Network.
Your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home.
News from the
siding,
center,
WRC, and cement work. Get it done right
the
and
Dom
get it done
Salvia
local.
Show.
Harvey
Kay,
Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University
Templin
of Wisconsin, Green
Ready
Bay.
To go
Harvey,
to
I know you're the big
you.
FDR expert.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires
economy,
to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 6-7-3788 or stopping
show.
At Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're
apples
really having
are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time
this
to
is
visit.
Nobody
right
wants
now,
to
all remaining apples
anymore.
Are 20% off. Perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Meat Apple Cider Donuts, chicken baked pies, and turnovers.
Oakwood Fruit Farm, South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Is open
app.
7 days a week from
Don't
9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
From bandaging very wounded patients
the Wisconsin
in Sedona
Supper Club
to
tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown.
Like
open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Fall.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic
Media. I miss
Media.
The power of your kiss when we made love.
got the classics. Haven't heard that one in a while.
One my heart and soul confided in.
This
one
is
I failed to save his plea.
Battery sometimes can expand.
One who knew just what to say.
This make me laugh again. And I guess a buddy of mine replaced the battery the other day. It's like,
let the light back in again. I miss my friend.
I have a laptop. I think it's a HP maybe. I can't remember what it is. But it is. It has an expanded battery.
Colors. That you brought
and the battery
into
life
my
is about
life. Golden smile.
You can't even, like, it's not so bad. They're not as expensive. It almost
feels
like if you're a man, you have to do everything you can.
Lonely times like
I want to replace the computer I have right now. It's like 1500 bucks.
Yeah, right.
The max every year is more expensive.
I miss
it
my
is,
friend.
And I'm so annoyed with their accessories.
Once my heart and soul
and I should stand on principle.
One I failed to save.
I feel so.
One who knew just what to say.
And clicking, and it's just all
make me laugh again.
It's like every year they have a new charger.
Yeah,
never lags back again.
Okay.
I miss my friend.
Pop.
Yeah.
I heard
I
Jimmy Cusco.
I miss those nights. I even miss our city fights. The making
folks,
of
you are
the morning talks.
Take your time.
And those late afternoons.
Drive 5 or 10 minutes.
I miss
miles
my
or less.
Friend.
It's going to take you 5 or 10 more minutes. It's not.
Run my
speed,
heart
right? I mean,
so confided in.
Even today, I'm sure this number.
One I failed to say.
I saw so many people just. I don't know.
One who knew just what.
So today, I was just going down Washington, you know, and you know that stop right where the intersection is down there?
Yeah.
Where we don't have a stop sign, but they do.
Yeah.
This guy just could not wait. Like, he almost hit me, cutting in front. There was no one in front of me, no one behind me. It was just me. That's the thing you got to look out for when you're driving.
People lose their minds.
Because
create
they feel
your dream
like
living room.
Rush.
Buy 5 yeah. ModMax sectional pieces and save 25% on all home accessories. Visit A Plus Furniture today.
All right, so one of our favorite.
Well, it's darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for
homes.
And they call it a honeycomb, and they roam the world, and they gather all of the honeycomb, and the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips. Made my baby's lips so honeycomb.
And
won't
we'll
you be
hear that
baby?
Now.
Well, the honeycomb be my home.
Stick with it. It's very
got a hang of hair and a piece of bone and
they're
walking, talking. Honeycomb, well,
Johnny
honeycomb.
Venus,
won't you
traffic.
Be my baby?
Andy,
well, honeycomb be my
station.
Home. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
That is happening and falling from the sky.
Honeycomb. Oh, yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter.
What a sight! US isn't there. Thanks for that on the spot report, just tuned in. The Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with riots.
Because I really like it. Just want your love again. That scene is still crazy. You can turn my gray skies warmer someday. Let's read some text. I don't think we need to. That's the question. It's out there. Tonight's question is, what is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Thanksgiving side dish. We all know about the turkey and the ham or the whatever you do. How this operation works. Steve from the 608 says wild rice stuffing has mushrooms and blue cheese and water chestnuts. I have not heard of that. Michael, from the 608. Water pudding. That's not the top. I didn't know what it was, but I've heard a lot of people recently Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete Conrad. My favorite Thanksgiving side dish is candied yams with brown sugar and pecans. No marshmallows. Anything candied with brown sugar. Keep those texts coming, folks. We'll read some more after the news. Award-winning news here at Civic Media. And then Rob Thomas is coming up. So pitch wild at the night. I'm the Civic Media. Great. Drop on back.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Google, a step closer to the end of a trial in which the Justice Department accuses the tech titan of monopolizing internet and tech markets.
In Alexandria, Virginia, closing arguments in an antitrust trial involving Google, a judge to decide whether the tech giant's online advertising constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department and the coalition of states have said that Google should be forced to sell off its ad technology business. It is worth tens of billions of dollars to the company. A ruling is expected by the end of the year. Michelle Franzen, ABC.
Tariff talk from President-elect Trump. He took to social media to announce he'll impose by executive order a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. from China, Mexico, and Canada on January 20th. Walmart, the latest major corporation, to bow to pressure from right-wing activists, rolling back its DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. This is ABC.
Local radio for you and your community. Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second year in a row, the Green Bay Packers are playing on Thanksgiving. Last year, they beat the Lions in Detroit 29-22. The game got some of the highest ratings ever. This year, the Packers are at home Thursday night against the Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20. Matt LaFleur asked if there was time to review the tape of the win over the 49ers Sunday night. Watch it. Maybe susceptible to getting exposed. The Badgers host Minnesota this Friday. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell asked his safety Hunter Waller to be back after missing the last game with an injury. Waller leads the team.
No, we don't know. Those are things that we're going to have to play out through the week. There's a lot of guys that are coming in a similar situation as you get the end of the year. You know, it's a grueling season. It's a big task. It's a lot of injuries around the world. It's not the next world. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Paige Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live action. Thunder is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Rice. Generally clear skies here in the overnight with northwest winds still on the gusty side, up around 20 and 25 miles per hour. Morning low temperatures near 20 degrees. Quite a bit of sunshine around Tuesday. Lighter winds, nice in the middle 30s. Right now it's 22.
Peggy Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, General Counsel for Law Ford.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight-up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small-time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried if I like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwab.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli. Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show and filmmaker Emmett Laforte. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. You a gentleman's wife.
I just have to read this text again. This is from Anna in the 608. Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite Thanksgiving side dish is candy yams with brown sugar and pink nuts.
Well,
no marshmallows. I've never heard of that. I've heard of brown sugar and
don't
yams.
Don't understand.
But the pecans. I'm going to have to try that. Anna, this has just become kind of the Nightlight recipe. Jim from Appleton says my favorite side dish is homemade cranberries.
I got my nice first jam. Guitar.
I trust you make
when
yourself.
I was 14.
Monica from Mount Vernon. That's crowd the 608 says green bean casserole.
Is still
but I don't take it anymore because not enough of my family members like it. Yeah, that's kind of a tough sell. People that like it love it. But I would say there's a lot of detractors. She continues, I would be satisfied to have that mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie for the entire meal. I'm totally with you there, Monica. I don't need the meal. Joe from the 715 says, love some stuff. Conrad's mom checks it and says, sweet potatoes. Fantastic. Really? You gotta learn to like them too.
I know.
That's how I know. And Conrad's dad, of course. Favorite side is green beans. Conrad, you're a man on an island. Cream of mushroom soup topped with French's toasted crunchy onion. Yes, that is the green bean staple. Text coming, folks. These are great. They're getting me in the mood for right now, we're going to turn our attention to one of our favorite guests. He is a Nightlight frequent flyer and is the CityCast Madison newsletter editor and Madison-based, obviously, entertainment critic. Rob Thomas joins us now. Rob, how are you?
Hey, Pete. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. It's good to have you back. I was hoping I could get you on the heels of
September 11th, 9 a.m.
I think you're right.
America was born.
You know what? I think you quickly clicked.
We became brand new.
Yeah, but then it
Pennsylvania sky.
Southern Sundays, morning glows.
ago.
Beneath the steeple on, people have begun.
Of course, amazing
shaking hands with the man who grips
really played the
gospel gun. Wild and quiet,
you know, the people that
the smell of dinner on the ground fills up the morning air. Ain't nothing sweeter around. I can almost hear my mama pray. Oh Lord, forgive us when we're down. Another sacred Sunday in the South.
So, I mean, I see people who love this place, love it.
Ragged rebel flag flies high above it all, popping in the wind like an angry cannonball.
Out of 5 stars,
five, I'd say, like, it's like a gentleman's dream, probably.
They still smell the power.
I mean, there's, like I said, there's
and
like
probably always and on the old town square under the barbershop.
And
they set me up in the chair when I was 4 years old. I can almost hear my papa say, won't you hold still, son? Stop squirming around.
Another Southern Sunday
coming back.
It's so refreshing to work the way that the sets were real, as opposed to like Marvel films or screen screens. Did that stand out to you at all?
Yeah, it looks great. I mean, a lot of it takes place.
I can almost hear the old folks say, you'll make it big one day, you'll leave this town. Smoother, lazy Sunday, you'll be back around home.
So I think that does. So, and like the director,
I can feel the evening sun go down, and all the lights in the houses one by one go out. Soft in the distance, nothing stirs about,
and the night is filled
with the sound of a
whippoorwill.
How are you saying, Cynthia Erivo's
on a Sunday in the South,
that's how I am. I've always read it.
Just another Sunday.
I had no idea how to say that, so better look that up or ask the expert. Well, that's great. All right, so I still can't wait to see it. I'm still very intrigued.
Just another Sunday.
Flashing back to Russell Crowe. They did enough interesting things with how Lucius and the first noble boy had to go out and find his way, staying away from the Emperor, whatever it was. That was interesting. I don't know that they need to flash back to Russell Crowe. Like, they did sort of the moment, and then they made a big reveal at some point. And the acting was great. Like, Denzel Washington was great. Pedro Pascal, in my opinion, Washington, who was great, but he's great in everything. I
cool
expect
copper
that.
Comfort for just $700. Get
Nielsen
your queen sized copper infused mattress now at A Plus Furniture in Richland Center.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Sequel seems like.
I was WRCO. I haven't seen it. I think we're trying to go.
100.9.
For sure, because it's one I really wanted to see.
Yeah.
And I thought the trailer was phenomenal. I definitely want to see it. I mean, Denzel Washington is always good, but this,
he's
really having
one
fun here.
Sorry night.
The way he does it all.
In a little
movies,
town in old Mexico.
Like Training Day, where you're like, oh, yeah, he can do this too. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about too, was Training Day, because he's
down
such
by
a good
the sea where soft trade winds blow.
Always been that. So,
she came
yeah,
in the night
and I'm not really getting
a perfume that sweetened the air. And I lost
kind of leaning a little too heavily
to the girl with gardenias in her hair.
So I'm curious to see it for sure. I'm surprised.
She smiled and my heart started to sing.
I'm not sure, other than like maybe costumes or something.
She came into my arms.
Yeah. The parts would be nominated.
And the night became
my
a sweet magic thing.
He is the City Cast Madison newsletter editor and a
when I held her close,
Rob,
I knew I'd follow her anywhere.
Where I felt like they were recycling the best music in Gladiator 2
and
was in Gladiator 1. Like they kind of called back to the
old
times. And I'm just like, yeah, I felt like, and it bumps me out because I feel like that's why I wanted to see Wicked more. Because I feel like I've already seen this. I don't know how different they could possibly be.
Until the first light sure, absolutely, dawn. Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Then one last kiss, and like a whisper on the wind, she was gone.
Yeah.
I go each night.
What about the numbers?
To the places where she was
finds Barbenheimer Light, or Wicked, or Wadiator, or whatever. They didn't really come close numbers wise, but it's still a pretty good start. In the
they say
box
I'm chasing only a dream. But
yeah.
I know one day I'll turn and suddenly she'll be there.
And Gladiator did.
And I'll spend my life with a girl with gardenias.
But I think it's doing really well overseas.
In
her head. And like you said, like, I mean, Thanksgiving is the biggest movie weekend of the year. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good start. And I think, you know, they're both. No one who worked on these films is going to be starring.
I've been watching you for a long time.
Exactly. And it's not a summer release either. Barbenheimer was summer, and this is still a pretty healthy showing. I think people will show up at the movies this year. Rob Thomas is my guest. We'll have more with Rob after a very short break. This is Rob at the Night on Civic Media Radio Night.
Are you available to talk to me? Are you
in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out, just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do when thousands have? You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to pay cash bail, because freedom should be free.
Are you available?
Tom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of the Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Tom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alma Show.
Trey Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversation. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs. You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I don't think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We're always streaming on TV.
We can jump in the truck.
Enjoy the city on the drive. Catch up by finding the one down by the riverside. Or wherever. Enjoy the city.
Are you available?
The first time I've seen my son, I feel like my life is
getting
more
meaningful.
Really, the definition of life. Why
are you available?
Through all the problems first, he never stopped me again. He's a father who got to hear him before he was the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. There's a problem, there's a sign, Carl.
818, Bridget says, mashed potatoes and gravy, pumpkin pie, and whipped cream. Yummy. That's true science, Bridget. But we'll accept it. What is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? That is tonight's question. Let us know what you think. 855-752-8255-75-Civic. Or let us know on the screen. My guest is Rob Thomas. He is the CityCast newsletter editor, CityCast Madison newsletter editor. And Rob, do you have a favorite side dish for Thanksgiving?
Has anybody mentioned bologna salad?
No.
You know that? Make mistakes to be
forgiven. But I don't. It's been years since I've heard that. Please explain.
It's like a salad. Just before the wind moves in, my spirit swept away. Oh, there has to be a reason for all that I've been through. And then it's like an egg. And mixed walnut dreams in there. I think it was like a delicate.
Salad, so I'm
probably dying. Right. I think.
All right, so we covered Glickin' or Glicked or whatever you want to call it. What, any other big films in the next few weeks we can look forward to around this Christmas present?
Oh, God. Well, the big one. I think they're thinking that's going to be a huge one. I thought the other one was Bob Dylan one.
Oh, yeah.
With Timothy Chalamet. I think that looks great. I'm really excited. That's the same director as Blue Rock.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm It's gotten a lot of Oscar buzz. Like they're saying, at least what I've read, for the Timothy Chalamet is going to be the front. Probably just because he's playing such an iconic character. But he's a good actor, too. Monica Barbaro is who I think is trying to get a
good
If she's really
good,
yeah. Yeah, that's one I definitely want to see. Moana, I mean, it's been a kids' movie that are fresh in the box office throughout the summer, like you said before, Inside Out 2, and Minions 1, so, I can do better than
that. Yeah, but that's three really big movies for the Thanksgiving weekend.
Absolutely. Let's turn our attention to, before we get into TV, you have a kind of cool list of shows that I've been able to get to as well. Your Substack, you wrote about Martin Scorsese and his man crushes when it comes to filmmaking. Please explain. That was a great article.
Okay. Yeah, it was a documentary. Top 10 all time list. And for safety, his family kids, when he was growing up in the 50s, so he watched all the British movies and started loving it. Set on DVD. And it's great because I didn't know much about this. Each one of the films, telling you about them, telling you how they were made. It's really cool. It's like, it reminds me a lot of Roger Ebert, where he would like write about these great movies in a way that was very accessible. And it wasn't like, oh, if you don't know who this is, you wouldn't understand. It's like, he wants to share these great movies with people who don't know about
him. Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why are you trying to act like I'm just down here being crazy?
It's so funny, Robbie, because I consider my, I'm a huge movie fan, but I'm really just that. I'm a you fan. Like, that's why I love having people what like you on or other critics. I never even heard these darling. Guys.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I read this article, and it's like, opens up a whole new world, and I'm like, yes, of course, Martin Scorsese had influences. And I think you make a point at some point in the article to say it's not just Raging Bull with Godfather, but it's the same guy who was Gaffer Hours. And, you know, it just is neat to see that such an American classic, like Scorsese.
Right.
So, hey, can you stick around and talk about the news?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, awesome. Rob Thomas is here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we covered Wicked Weekend, and now we're going to jump into some TV and things you can binge watch over Thanksgiving weekend. And then Jeff Feinberg is here to talk about the PBS special Wisconsin Lighthouse in the second hour as well. So, a lot more Night Light coming up. Stay tuned for Civic Media's World Movie News. I'm Lynn Schwabba, and this is Night Light on Civic Media Radio Network.
So much I'm knocking off the leaves. I got my own thoughts on what's going on when I ain't attending to see. You say when the door closed, you can't see if it don't show. You say I'm overthinking just cause I wanna know. Why's he call you mom? Why's he call you babe? Why you try to act like I'm scared of being crazy? Does he know your mom? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever.
The Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.